Yes, well, it's pronounced Antifa. The emphasis is on the first syllable, and it's pronounced more on than and, so Antifa is commonly mispronounced. But Antifa, of course, is short for anti-fascist. And, you know, President Trump's comments that the alt, quote-unquote, alt-left and alt-right are equivalent moral forces is really historically misinformed and morally bankrupt. The anti-fascist movement has a global history that stretches back over about a century. You can trace them to Italian opposition to Mussolini's black shirts, German opposition to Hitler's brown shirts, anti-fascists from around the world who traveled to Spain to fight in the Spanish Civil War. More recently, modern Antifa can largely trace its roots to the anti-fascist movement in Britain in the 70s and the post-war period more generally, that was responding to a xenophobic backlash against predominantly Caribbean and South Asian migration, also to the German autonomous movement of the 80s, which really, after the fall of the Berlin Wall, had to respond to really unprecedented neo-Nazi wave, unprecedented in the post-war period, of course. And then in the United States, we can look at anti-racist action in the 1980s, 1990s, and the early 2000s, which took some of these methods of confronting neo-Nazis and fascists wherever they assemble, shutting down their organizing, and, as they said, going where they go. Today, in an article I wrote for The Washington Post called "Who Are the Antifa?" I explain this and show how today's Antifa in the United States are really picking up the tradition where these groups left off, and their movement has really accelerated with the unfortunate ascendance of the alt-right following President Trump.